is a band play. It'll remind you of a little line of thunderstorms developing north of the Macomb area. That's up in the Muscatine, Iowa, into the Quad Cities area. We see some of that affecting our area a little later in the day. Back with us once a month, SRC Foundation. Colin Davis is with us, Executive Director there. And always good to talk to Colin. We're going to be updating you on the golf outing, and we got a release on that. We'll be talking about that. We even have a little Cub Cardinal kind of little squabble here. We'll kind of get that rumbled up and go. Like it really, you don't really, it doesn't take much. You know, what I've learned is, all you got to do is just watch the fools on Facebook and some of the different posts, and it irritates me, whether I'm a Cardinal or a Cub fan. Does it you?
It does, and I've always kind of said that, yeah, I'm as big of a Cub fan as you'll find, but it's pretty often that there are, what's the nice word? There's some really ignorant fans on both sides, and I've...
Do you really think that they? Yeah, I think I've some folks think that they're going to win every game.
Yeah, you know? I've generally always praised Cub fans, you know, my fellow Cub fans, for their loyalty and their undying, devotion to the team. And I've always praised Cardinal fans as being probably the more intelligent baseball fans of the bunch.
Some days.
Well, I'm gonna yeah, and obviously there are many exceptions to that on both sides. But one way or another, it's at least fun to be on the winning side of a summer at this point.
Is it still unique in that we still have like Wrigley Field, Fenway, and a couple of those different ballparks? What I'm getting at is the term bleacher bums, and it kind of resonates with a little bit of the community chorus production will be coming up. And in regards to that, it was so unique when Harry Carey and stuff. How far do we go back with the term bleacher bums? I mean, does it go even further back in the days?
Oh, I would think, I would think realistically, especially at Wrigley, that was a term that was probably being used even in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
I would think probably even well before the times that that Harry was announcing for the Cubs. But, the historic nature of those two ballparks especially, I think, adds a lot to the experience when you're mm-hmm. there and I've had the opportunity one time to sit in the bleachers at Wrigley, and mm-hmm. It's an experience. You know, it's not necessarily something I'd want to do every single game, but I'd certainly do it again, because the passion that you get out there is pretty unrivaled, really.
Is this an adaptation of the production that's going to be done? You know, is it something that was done a few years ago? Or
yeah, I was kind of hoping that. Our typical banter here would kind of lead us into this. So bleacher bums is actually what they would call a straight play, a non-musical play, actually written by, among others, the actor Joe Mantegna, who is a huge Cubs fan.
Right.
And it's based on a late 1970s Cardinal-Cub game, you know, the Cardinal-Cub rivalry, and the people that you find and the shenanigans that are going on in the bleachers at Wrigley Field during a Cub game with the Cardinals. And it kind of is centered around, an actual Cub-Cardinal game that happened late 1970s. You kind of get to see the type of people that you run into out there and all those things. Well, the community chorus, the SRC community chorus, which is a... shoot off, so to speak, of the SRC Foundation, is taking that play up and going to be presenting that September 8th through the 11th this year. My mom, Carol Davis, will actually be directing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you who's going to be in the cast yet. I know there are probably some rumors going around, but I'll leave it at this for right now. They are folks that you won't want to miss on stage, and people that you would never expect to be on stage. Very few natural actors will be taking part in this show.
Okay.
So regardless if you're a Cub fan, a Cardinal fan, a baseball fan, or just somebody looking for something fun to do, mark on your calendar September 8th through 11th, and we'll have more information on bleacher bums coming up. And actually, there's some renewed interest in this year, just simply because of, the Cubs and Cardinals both having fairly quality products on the field, and actually on September 12th.
And with a huge start the Cubs have been off to.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to get there, but I'll let you
even despite the getting it. Swept recently. I mean, that's one of those things that just happens.
That's right. That's right. 162 game season. Days are going to happen. Yeah. Bad weekends are going to happen.
Absolutely.
But, actually, the September 12th, the Cardinals and Cubs actually play each other. So you can go watch Bleacher Bums from the 8th through the 11th.
Get all fired up for that.
And, that's right. And yeah. Then the very next day you can root on whichever team that that you want to root on in that rivalry.
Absolutely. I know you're taking, again, some registration sign up for the golf outing.
Yeah.
It'll be coming up July the 29th. We've been having on the sports, the community calendar, pumping that a little bit about that. And how's things looking at that and what you're looking at team-wise for that?
Well, and, you know, I always hesitate to say exactly how things are going at the moment because so many people wait till the last minute
And
I'm as guilty of that as anybody. But, you know, registrations and sponsorships have been coming steadily in for a while. And, you know, I have no doubt that this will be easily over another $15,000 event for us, which is always kind of what we shoot for. That's kind of our baseline. You know, that's, as always, a testament to this community and the surrounding communities. You know, we do a lot of good work, I think, for our students at the college, but, you know, we couldn't do that kind of good work without the folks in this community and the folks in the community surrounding. We always do one fundraiser kind of for the Canton area, and our golf outing is that fundraiser. And, you know, being able to count on bringing in, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20,000 in a given year, you know, is definitely something that helps our students.
Sure.
and helps the Canton campus at SRC, and you know, really helps us be able to kind of complete the mission that we're here for. So
is that a real strong with a lot of the participation from alumni? I mean, is it a pretty good balance from alumni and,
you know,
people who are maybe businesses or something who have a belief in the junior college?
I would say there's a good mix of a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the projects that we're working on, if you don't mind me going off on a bit of a tangent here, one of the projects that we're working on with the foundation is, you know, finding ways to reconnect with a lot of our old alumni.
Right.
You know, we have some data on all the folks that have gone through Spoon River. And, of course, we actually consider anybody that's taken a class with Spoon River to be an alumnus or an alumna. But we haven't done a very good job of keeping that data up and reaching out to them and keeping them involved. Well, you know, one of the things that we've been doing with the foundation is finding ways to update the contact information for those alumni. So we actually have been partnering with a company, and we ran through just kind of as a first batch, we ran through over 40,000 names and addresses and come back with contact information on about 95% of those. So, you know, we'll be able to kind of make a stronger push for outreach to alumni. The funny thing about the golf outing is that it is a good mix of folks that are alums and local business owners and just folks that want to come out and have a good time and enjoy themselves for a day. You know, we don't really care, you know, who comes out.
Yeah.
We just want them to have a good time and get involved with Spoon River College, and that's a great way to do it. And you never know who you're going to run into that's an alum either.
I bet. Yeah. You know, because you probably didn't realize it. Maybe if, you know, they've been gone for a while.
Sure.
Or maybe something like that, they come back to the area.
Yeah. And with that broad definition of, you know, anybody that's taken a class, I always run into folks that you know, fondly talk about their times at Spoon River College, even if they just took a class or two with us. It's a... It seems to stick with them, and like I said, you never know when you're going to run into an alum or of Spoon River College, because they're everywhere. They're very widely distributed across a lot of different networks and a lot of different fields, you know, career fields, and it never ceases to amaze me, you know, just where I can run into an alumnus.
Oh, no doubt. What's the easiest way for entry forms? I know that you can call the foundation. What's another way to do that? Can you do it online as well, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and I'll give you a couple things to do here. You can go to www.src.edu/foundation. And on there, kind of in the drop-down menu at the top, you'll see a page that says golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just want to click on that, and that'll go through all the things that you want to do or that you'll need to do to register online. Or you can just give me a call up at the SRC Community Outreach Center here in downtown Canton, 647-6395.
All right. One of the things we're talking today with Colin Davis, SRC Foundation. One of the things, the introduction of some new Foundation board members. And there's some names I'm familiar with and some that I'm really not with. So yeah, it's a good opportunity to mention them.
Well, we have a board of 15 right now. Well, as of tomorrow, I should say, because our new terms start tomorrow.
Right.
So we have five new folks that are coming on, but we always try to do a pretty good spread of geographical distribution, and also folks that are, again, kind of from all different career fields, and lots of different, we try to bring lots of different opinions and experiences and expertise to our board. Mm-hmm. And our five new members this year are I think a great incoming class and folks that are going to do well for us. We have Alan Atchison, who's a farmer from Rushville, but one of those guys who can walk into a restaurant and just knows everybody there. So Alan, I think, is going to be a very good addition. Jerry Kramer, who is with the trust department at Citizens Bank in Macomb. Jerry is actually returning to our board after a few years off, and we're excited to have him back. He was a great board member before. We know he will be again. Denise Kurgan, who is now in charge over here at the Cook Factory in Canton. And, we joke with her that we had her before she got famous, so to speak. You know, we had her committed to come on the board when she was the HR director at Cook. And, Denise has a long history of being involved in the communities that she's been a part of, and we're very excited to have her, and I know she's excited to come on. Zach Maher, who is the store manager here at Wells Fargo in Canton. We haven't had a Wells Fargo connection on our board for a while, despite having a deposit relationship with Wells Fargo with some of our endowment. So it'll be great to have Zach come on for the first time. And then finally, Dr. Sarah Phipps, who is a veterinarian with Spooner Animal Clinic here in Canton. Mm-hmm. Again, has a good history of lots of community involvement and community service. We're excited to have her, and I know she's excited to come on as well.
Absolutely. And finally, let's talk about an event that will be in August, and that's a dinner auction fundraiser, Horsing Around Havana.
Yeah. So, we've really just done some significant planning on this over the last few weeks. One of the objectives from the Board of Trustees that they've given to our foundation board is they wanted to see an event happen in Havana every year or Rushville every year. Mm-hmm. So we kind of... we always do a Canton event, which is our golf outing. We always try to do a Macomb event. And now we're going to try and do an event every year in either Havana or Rushville.
Awesome.
This year will be Havana, next year will be Rushville. So we're going to try just simply because, fortunately, there aren't too many other dinner auctions in Havana. We're not saturating the market. We don't want to take anything from anybody else, of course. But we're going to try a dinner auction format. And the Horsing Around Havana kind of came about because the event actually will be held at Big Horse Vineyards between Havana and Lewistown. So we'll be able to bring some folks over from Havana. We'll bring some folks from Lewistown. Hopefully we'll bring some folks down from Canton and kind of fill the place, which we know Don and Trinity Archdale will be excited about as they get their sea legs, so to speak, with their new winery. But, being at Big Horse, we thought, let's play into that theme a little bit and kind of came up with... the Horsing Around Havana theme, kind of based around a Western style evening. So,
it's become very popular. Wineries, wine tasting, different events, in conjunction.
Well, at the risk of sounding like an alcoholic, I promise I'm not. They're very popular with me. It's a great experience to go out and enjoy yourself. You can relax and try out different things, and in this case, support some local businesses.
Yeah.
So with Big Horse and Native Trails and the wineries and the vineyards like that, we're able to, have some experiences around here that we weren't able to have before, and in the same time, support the local economy.
Yeah.
So,
how will tickets and that kind of go on sale? When
so the tickets will be $20 a piece, or you can buy a full table for $150. We're actually selling them within a committee, first of all, but we will have some tickets available up at the Canton Community Outreach Center or at the SRC Havana Center. Again, you can call 647-6395 to reach me at the Canton Outreach Center, and I will help you get involved in that event and hope, cool. help you hope to have a good evening, you know, enjoying yourself and supporting Spoon River College in the process.
Always great to see you. Have a good summer. And by the time, well, not quite, maybe later in the year, Colin will be a married man here by the time later in the year, but the time we get to the bleachers bum type of thing there. But for the most part, we appreciate, thanks for changing your schedule, accommodate myself in regards to that. So I appreciate that. And thanks for coming on, always talking about Spoon River College Foundation.
Well, and I appreciate you being flexible with us and all the things that WBYS and you do for Spoon River College. And of course, you know, make sure you know we're all thinking about you still. And,
absolutely.
And, appreciate all that you do for us. So,
alrighty.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. More coming up as we continue right here on Tuned In.